listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear. Check out the team shop at First Energy Stadium downtown or shop at your convenience from the Browns mobile app, which if you don't have, you got to get it. Go to the Apple or Android stores. Download the Browns app. You can stream this show live anywhere. Listen to it on demand anywhere. Get all the great videos and articles from ClevelandBrowns.com, all in the palm of your hand, and the freshest Browns gear. Can you beat it? No, you can't. So, folks, do that. They also have an official Dog Pound t-shirt available only at the team shop, though, downtown at First Energy Stadium. Time now to bring in our producer, Emmett Golden, to play a little fact. Fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First up today on Fact or Fiction, guys, this special teams play is more of an immediate concern for the team than the defensive struggles.
Wow, this one to me, you know, I got that fine line of demarcation here, fellas. Well, right there, because I'm very concerned about it. However, I can't say it would supersede what's going on the defensive side of the football. We've all laid it out. This football team's got to be better than giving up a buck 53 a week on the ground. That's got to stop, and it's got to stop this week defensively. There's too many things that we've seen through the first three football games that lead us to believe that there's too much talent here. Then when it fits with the scheme and when Jim O'Neill gets in sync with his personnel, it's going to get better. But it's got to take the step forward here. So it's fiction for me. It's still defense.
I'm going to go with fiction as well, and I'm going to say it's still defense, and I'm going to be very black and white. There's 12 to 15, maybe 20 special team reps in an entire football game, and there's 60-plus defensive snaps in an entire football game. So just based on numbers alone, you know, and the fact that if we could stop the run, you know, then the only thing to point your finger at would be special teams, but we've yet to do that, so therefore the defense will still be number one.
It's got to be the defense. It's got to start up front. I think you want to get into more of a microcosm. The run defense, to me, is more important right now than the special teams woes. They've got to get this fixed. And some of these stats are really, really bad. We talked about yards per game for the Browns, 425.7. That's 30th in the NFL. This one scares me even more, though. 6.4 yards per play, 31st in the NFL. 5.2 yards per carry, 31st in the NFL. And actually, when you compare us to the Titans, who have been much maligned, they're not so bad. They're only giving up 3.9 yards per carry. That's 11th. 5.2 yards per play. That's 10th. The scoreboard has been more unkind to them than the stat sheet would suggest it should be. The Browns need to step this up on defense. It is the number one priority of this team, and I know it was the number one priority of the coaches over this bye week.
Fact or fiction?
Sunday's game is a must-win for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, you're going to get me literal again.
Come on. What is it, Reg? How are you going to dance?
No, I'm not dancing. Literally, that is fiction because there are still 12 football games to play, and if you have the house crumbled down, where are you going to go to pick it back up? They could get on a roll after this. However, is it vitally important? Yeah, I'm not dancing. The answer is fiction. It's not a must win. However, though, if you don't play well and leave that bad, losing, lingering taste in your mouth here, I'm worried that it could create more problems down the road. But the answer is fiction to must win.
I'm not going to deviate from the fact that this is a must win. I believe it is. For a lot of reasons, the fact that we're sitting at 1-2, we're coming off a bye. We've talked about how well we should know these Tennessee Titans. You throw those all into the bag of tricks, and I believe you have to pull out a victory because these temperamental personalities in the locker room could revert back to old tendencies. We're already having a defense struggling with picking up new habits, you know, going back to old habits. This could be an easy way for another road loss at this point when you've gone all in and you felt like you fixed your problems and you lose a football game. That also, too, would be an easy way for them to go back an old way of thinking. So I'm going to go with the fact that this is a must win.
I know where
you're tiebreaker.
I know where you're
going. Come on, Glue.
Here we go. Listen, for the Browns to get where I want them to get, where everybody in Browns Nation, as you like to say, or the dog pound wants to see this team get, which is either in the playoffs or knocking on the door, playing meaningful games at the end of December, I believe that it is a fact that this is a must-win for this team. Now, could they recover should they lose it? Yes. Does it mean the season's over if they lose it? No, but I believe psychologically for everybody involved, this is a must-win to get where this team wants to go and to really say, hey, things are going to be different. You've had 2 weeks to game plan for a Tennessee Titans team that's been beaten 100-34 in their last three games. You know the defensive coordinator intimately well. You know their offensive personnel and their quarterback, what he likes to do, what he doesn't like to do, intimately well. I don't think the Browns could ever be more prepared. They are coming off of this extra week. Everything is there for them to get the job done, and I think they must get the job done.
Fact.
Every game should be a must.
Or fiction.
All right, guys, the best rookie on the team through three games has been Joel Bitonio.
Fact. That is emphatically a fact. Just listen to today and yesterday what your head football coach told you, because he was speaking volumes. Listen, Joel Bitonio has fit beautifully, seamlessly into this zone outside blocking scheme in the Browns' run game. He has not showed up as a big problem. He did get a couple of holds. He got a couple of holds early on, but as I love what goes on off the ball. See, we're looking at the ball. You want to say, well, what about the Crow?
Caw.
Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. There you go. I get that. They've been terrific. I'm not certainly diminishing them, but Joel Bitonio, because you don't look at him a lot, don't think the coaches don't see, and that Mike Pettine knows, this young man has rock solidly solidified this offensive line. Fact, Joel Bitonio has been the best of the rooks.
I agree, and your sentiments about Joel Bitonio are completely dead on with where I was going to go. The fact that his name is not being called, the fact that this zone run scheme is not as far along without him, therefore opening those holes for Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. So I'm going to go with fact. The fact that his name is not coming up, he is doing a solid enough job. He is a part of the most valuable position on this football team, so it is a fact.
He's still a rookie? I mean, you would have known this guy was a rookie.
Right?
And he's only played
right?
three games in the NFL. It is no question. That's a fact in my book. Joel Bitonio has been the best rookie thus far. I expected him to be good. I didn't know that he would come in and be this good right away. You got the sense of it. The players love him. He's loved being between two of the very best at what they do, and Joe Thomas, Alex Mack on that left side of the line. He's been phenomenal. The offensive line have been the MVP. So, yes, there's no question. But caw has been pretty darn good. Honorable mention for Crow.
Fact or fiction?
The last one I got for you today is the Browns win the season with a better record than the Titans.
So hard to say because of the week-to-week volatility in the National Football League that we know. But everything is there from what we've seen so far, and especially given that the Browns are going to go in to LP Field and win on Sunday. Yes, fact, the Browns will, in the AFC North, have a better record than their brethren from the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans. Fact.
I'm going to go with fact as well. I think that the Tennessee Titans division, the AFC South, is in a very, very similar situation to the AFC North. They've got some good teams playing well, and they've got some average team, and they have their, you know, and we're going to try and eradicate the fact that we're the bottom dweller of this division. But I do think there are too many good things. I know Tom Withers said, talking about the next five games bode well for us. We've got a couple games that are going to be tough, and then we get, you know, our playmaker back in Josh Gordon.
We can't talk about those next five games. We've been scolded. Stop it.
Please stop that.
Just win this
weekend. The players in the locker room are seeing the schedule. They know, too, just so you know, people.
Marty told you. When you were playing, don't do that. I know
human
you
nature,
know
man.
Better than that.
It's human nature. I can't help myself. I'm just a man.
I'm just a man.
What am I supposed to do? I'm going to say whoever wins on Sunday will have the better record between these two teams. And I really believe that's the case. And I do believe that it also is the case that it will be the Cleveland Browns. So the Browns, fact, will have the better record when it is all said and done between these two teams at the end of 2014. All right, Emmett, we promised some fantasy football questions, so give me a couple quickly off of Twitter. Pick three of them. We'll get that, and then we'll wrap up this show. All right, here we go. I've got them. They hit me up. Should I sit Darren Sproles, says Alan Swords. Alan, You look at his utilization, not out there for more than 25% of the snaps the last 2 weeks. Yes, you should sit him. Joe Kovac says, should I trade Brandon Cooks for Rashard Jennings? Already have Megatron and Sanders, but need help at running back. Yes, and I'd also swing a little deal for Mr. Andre Williams. And finally, G Money says, what quarterback would he trade for that you believe can lead your team the rest of the way outside of the big three and Andrew Luck? The answer to that question is easy. Look at the two Matts, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice. They will carry your football teams, putting the ball in the air a lot this season. All right, folks, stay tuned for the Golden Boys here. We'll be back with you more with our final preview of the Browns and the Titans tomorrow here at 1 o'clock at the same time, same place. We're going to dig into some more of that Arby's. You should, too, as well. For Michael Regeye and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you to Tom Withers and Doug Deacon. Thank you to Arby's. And thanks to the Dog Pound for tuning in, because this has been Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
by Liberty Ford.
Thick win, Browns Nation. Thick win.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.